Well, Nancy, I've always wanted to say, let's do lunch.
Yeah, I wish you and I got to do lunch more often, Stein, because we'd have a lot more fun then. Whatever is those leftovers and everything that you're always bringing?
Well, whatever I had for supper the night before, if there's any leftover, I'll bring that. And if there's nothing leftover, which is often the case too, DeGroote will pack a can full of carrot sticks and celery and stuff, and I'll crunch on that stuff kind of morosely. But you...
Yeah, hopefully not into the big red switch.
No, oh boy, I'd short-circuit the whole station. But you, Nancy, you must be out... just whining and dining and having glamorous luncharamas every single day of the year.
I know that's what you think, Stein, but the truth of the matter is I'm often chained to my desk, like so many hardworking wonks around here, working my way through lunch. Now, I'm not saying I don't ever step out, but when I do, it's usually for something fast, like I'll go to a pho restaurant and just, you know, that's the fastest food of all fast foods. Practically before I sit down, I got a big bowl of hot soup in front of me. There's a great Chinese place near my house that when I worked home more, I love to go out because when you're home working, particularly when you do it a lot, you just need some socialization, even if it's just with the waiter or waitress who's serving you your nice big bowl of dumplings. I go to that wonton noodle house place that I love. And I really like to go to Sushi Land and the Kaiten sushi place where you're in, you're out. It's really inexpensive. You get your fix of sushi, spend about 10 bucks, and you're back to the office as fast as possible. It's not uncommon for me to work my way through lunch and realize I'm starved out of my gourd. And that's when I check into my drawer where I hide nice crackers and peanut butter. And I even keep cans of sardines in there, which drives my workmates crazy, I'm sure.
I bet it does. Let me ask you this. In your career as a food writer and your prior career as a food server, was all that three martini lunch stuff ever true, or was that just some kind of fiction? People didn't really go out and drink at lunch.
Absolutely true. And
really?
I think over the course of time, I worked in a high-end restaurant, Sale al Lago, for nearly 5 years. We used to be open for lunch. And, frequently people are entertaining. They're schmoozing clients and they're ordering a cocktail or having a bottle of wine. And that certainly has slowed down. It's just lunch is not the three martini is not what it used to be. I'm not saying that there aren't places where it happens, but people are far more likely these days to, take a walk with someone or, share a yoga class with them over, rather at lunchtime rather than sit down to a multi-course meal with a multi-drinkage going on.
I never could understand how anyone could do that and then go back to work. You'd be just shot or unconscious for the rest of the day, wouldn't you?
I think that's the way it used to be for a lot of companies. But then there's, hardworking people who their idea of lunch is the same idea that they have now. Like you, they open the bag or the lunch pail or whatever you got, and they eat last night's leftovers. And there's nothing wrong with that. Every time I come into the KPLU studios around noon, I smell all kinds of fabulous leftovers from dinner. And I'm always asking people, what are you eating? And sometimes I have to tell you, their lunches look a whole lot better than the lunches I sometimes go out to eat.
Now it can be told. Well, eaters, what are you doing for lunch? Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.